May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine for a moment you're standing with Jesus and his disciples in Caesarea Philippi. It wasn't a comfortable place for first century Jews. It was a centre of pagan worship, full of competing claims about who or what was really God. From where you're standing, you can look down and see the Temple of Caesar, the Roman emperor who had declared himself to be a god. If you look up, there's the shrine of Asherah, an ancient Canaanite goddess of fertility. And beneath your feet, deep under the hillside, you know there lies the bottomless pool of Banias, where the god Pan was believed to have been born. Definitely not familiar turf, and the disciples must have felt it. It's in that place, surrounded by all those competing claims, that Jesus asks his disciples a very simple question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And then, more importantly, but who do you say that I am? It's an uncomfortable question to be asked in an uncomfortable place. And perhaps that makes it a good place for us to begin this morning, because for many of us, this might feel like an uncomfortable time. Last week, we said an emotional goodbye to Lydia, someone who's been a gift to this community and who I'm sure will be a gift to her new church in Chelsea. And here we are on the first Sunday of the vacancy. When someone who's walked alongside us leaves, we naturally notice the gap they leave behind. We may wonder what happens next, who is going to guide us forward, and what our church will be like without them. And yet perhaps the real question for us this morning is not what happens next, but the question Jesus puts to Peter. Who do you say that I am? Peter answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus responds with those extraordinary words, "Peter, you are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church." Just notice what Jesus does not say. He doesn't say, "Peter, you will build my church." He says, "I will build my church." And I think there's something wonderfully reassuring about that for us today. The church doesn't finally rest on any one person, not on the church wardens, not on the PCC, not on whoever is standing up here preaching and leading, and not even on the person who will eventually be appointed as the next incumbent. The church belongs to Jesus, and Jesus isn't going anywhere. That doesn't mean that a vacancy is always easy. No doubt we're going to face challenges along the way, and some things will look different for a while. We're going to miss Lydia because she mattered here. She made a huge difference in the lives of many people in this parish. But we are not abandoned. The one who sustained Lydia in her ministry here is the one who sustains us now. Jesus has not left the building. He still says, "I will build my church." And perhaps that gives us a different way of looking at these months ahead. A vacancy can feel like a time of uncertainty and waiting. We can be tempted to think of it as a fallow season, a time when we simply tread water until the new thing arrives. But we don't need to wait before we continue being the church. We're still here. We're still part of God's mission in this community. We can still care for people, welcome people, pray for people, and look for opportunities to share God's love. we can and must still tell people the good news that God is alive and very present right here. Because Jesus doesn't describe his church as something fragile that collapses when circumstances change. In fact, he says that the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. This is not a picture of a frightened church desperately trying to survive. It's a picture of a church that can move forward with confidence, because even death itself cannot overcome the life of God. Ah, though, perhaps we might be thinking, I understand that, but what's going to be asked of me? Because it is one thing to say that Jesus is building his church, it is another to realise that he chooses to build it through people like us. But just look at Peter. Peter has made this wonderful confession of faith, but he's far from the finished article. He's impulsive. He gets things wrong. He misunderstands Jesus repeatedly. And before long, we know he will deny even knowing him. And yet Jesus says to this imperfect man, "On this rock I will build my church." In other words, I will build my church through you. The confidence is not in Peter's ability. The confidence is in Jesus' faithfulness. And perhaps that's something we need to remember in this season too. We can easily worry that we aren't enough, that someone else will be better equipped, more competent, more capable of stepping forward. But Jesus has never waited for perfect people. He'd be waiting a long time if he did. He works through ordinary, imperfect people who are willing to offer what they have. So a vacancy doesn't mean that leadership disappears. It means that leadership is shared differently for a while. And perhaps that is one of the gifts this season can bring. An opportunity for us to discover afresh the gifts, faith and courage that God has already placed among us. There is so much we can do. We can pray for our church wardens and PCC as they take on extra responsibilities. We can care for one another. We can continue to welcome people and seek opportunities to share God's love within our church family and more widely in our community. And we can keep coming on a Sunday and not drift away. We can stay alive to who we are as disciples of Christ. And who knows where that might take us. I would certainly appreciate your prayers as I take on more over the coming months. And knowing that I can count on your support is a wonderful thing and makes a huge difference. So as we begin this season, maybe the invitation is not to start by asking, how will we manage or what's next? Perhaps it is to begin where Jesus begins. Who do you say that I am? Because the answer to that has not changed. Jesus is still the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He is still with us through every change and every challenge. He is still leading us. He is still building his church. Amen.